This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
This is Pastor Brent, and I'm here with Pastor Josh, and we are wanting to just take a few minutes to talk to you about our worship pastor search process that we have begun. Most of you know, if you've been around, that Pastor Kevin was here as our worship pastor for about 3 years, and he recently resigned and moved on to another opportunity and chapter in his life, and we miss him deeply. But we are trusting God and believe that he's going to lead us as a congregation, and particularly those of us who are a part of the worship pastor search team, as we look for who God has for us. I guess the first thing I would want to communicate is that one of the things that's a part of our philosophy as we think biblically about the church is that every person who's a pastor is first and foremost a pastor. Mm-hmm. They're not just a person who does music, and that's what they do. It's not just sort of an isolated thing that they do, but we all are involved. Pastor Josh, myself, and this new pastor will be involved in shepherding people, serving people, encouraging people, mentoring men, and so forth. That's what we believe and biblically are convinced of, that that's what all pastors are called to do. So this person will be first and foremost a pastor, but will have specific responsibility in relationship to our Sunday morning music and worship through music and singing. And so we are in that process. The way the process works is I begin, for the most part, the process. I listen to recommendations that I might receive. We may receive some people who inquire about the position and so forth. There are a lot of different ways that I could find out about a candidate. And then once that happens, I typically begin to try to personally get to know that person to see initially if there are things that might, from the beginning, make it obvious that this person wouldn't be a fit. Maybe theologically, maybe in other ways or for other reasons, it just might not be a fit for our church and for the ministry pastoral team that we're attempting to build and desire to build here. So that's how it starts. And then beyond that, there's a search team that joins me. If there's someone who I believe, after talking to that person at length and maybe getting some material from that person, after doing that, after meeting a person like that, then the team would join me and we would together seek to discern what God's will is as it relates to that person. Josh, anything that you think of that maybe needs
to fill out that summary, then if the search team feels comfortable, they then in coordination with the elders will bring that that candidate to the congregation, in which the congregation then gets an opportunity to get to know this family, and then usually the week following there's a formal vote on whether or not to bring that person on. So that's kind of the process. It goes from Brent, and if that kind of makes it through, then the search team, then in coordination with the elders, will then bring a recommendation to the church, and then ultimately it's the membership of the church that recognizes and affirms and extends the call to come be a pastor here. So that's the big overview. Just to unpack a couple things you said, Brent, is that you made it really clear there that the qualifications of a pastor are first and foremost. So we're not necessarily looking for someone who's necessarily recorded an album. We're looking for someone, first and foremost, who meets the qualifications of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. So if you're curious, that's always the most important grid or set of qualifications that a man must meet. So if you want to take a moment and read through 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, and frankly, that's not just Brent and the search team and the elders' job to discern that. That's actually your job as a member of South Canyon Baptist Church to, as much as you are able, the responsibility and the of making sure we hire the right guy ultimately is the part of the congregation. You share in that responsibility. So that means that when someone comes, whether or not they play your favorite song, whether or not you like the sound of their voice, ultimately before God, your responsibility will be, does this person seem, as much as we are able to discern, meet the qualifications of a pastor? Do they meet those qualifications? So that's number one, above all, for everyone that is a part of this church to have at the front of their minds, is we want someone who meets those character qualifications, is able to teach, And then for the purposes of our staff, the music leadership component is that next component. And so that's a really important part for us, because that's the part Brent and I can't do, that our church really, we want to have lead that. And so ultimately, it's not even about their musicianship as much as it can they pastorally lead and teach us the gospel through the means of music and through the means of those worship gatherings. So that's first and foremost, that they do that well. So that's of fundamental importance. So, Brent, how is it that a candidate, do you put out a job posting? How does it work in terms of, how would someone know that we're looking?
Well, it can happen in different ways. Sometimes it's connections that we already have with people that we know and trust theologically, that we know approach things we think the way we do biblically. And so sometimes when a recommendation comes like that, then there's a sense in which we have more confidence even beginning. And so that's a good way that it can happen. But we also will, if need be, as the process continues, we will and have in the past posted the position. We've done that at some of the Southern Baptist seminaries and schools that we trust theologically. We've also done that on the Gospel Coalition website. And so that's actually how Pastor Kevin came. We posted on the Gospel Coalition website, and he saw that and he applied. And that's how that process started for him. So there are a lot of different ways. Sometimes there are people in the church who know of someone and they want me to think about that person or to get to know that person. And sometimes it's other pastors that we might know. Pastor Josh might know, I might know, who might tell us about someone. And that's sometimes how the process begins.
Yeah, ideally we want to work through someone we know, mm-hmm. Someone who knows us and knows them. A resume is sometimes not all that helpful. And yeah. Sometimes when you post on those big Christian job boards, it's just a total shot in the dark. And sometimes just a few phone calls, someone can, you know. So to work through someone we know who can give firsthand credible evidence of them being a 1 Timothy 3, Titus 1 type of person is always going to be ideal. And then, Brent, tell us a little bit about, like, the search team. How does the search team get formed? Does our Constitution mandate anything? And then, I don't know if this would be an appropriate place or not to do. Can you say specifically who is on the team, actual names, or not?
I think I could if I could just remember, because it's a large team and we've just started the process. But the way it does work, according to our Constitution, is the elders get together and they put together the search team. And there are certain requirements. We have to have at least two or three, but at least two women on the search team. We also have a certain number of elders. I think it's three. A certain number of deacons, I think it's two. And then beyond that, just members at large. And one of the things we've looked at this time, among other things, but one of the primary things among those at large would be people that are involved in our music and worship ministry, who've been involved and know a little bit about that particular area, since that's the area that we're looking for someone to fill. Mm-hmm. So Roy Shields is an elder that's on the search team. He's in a sense de facto, because of that, the chairman of the search team, the worship and music search team. There's Lyle Harris, who's also an elder, who's on the team. There's Sam Fisher, who's also an elder that's on the team. And I, as the pastor, am also sort of an ex officio member of the search team. Then we have a couple of deacons. We have Rick Joyle and we have Mark Howard, who are on the search team. And then we have a few at large, Marcus Levake and Jeremy Kaler. And then we have a couple of ladies, Bree Brown and Ruth Clevenger.
I think you covered everybody.
I think I did.
Yeah, so the elders prayerfully select that. And there is a certain cross-section that the Constitution mandates. But, you know, practically, the idea is to get people who will have maybe some slightly different ways of seeing and viewing things, but also just have really intelligent experience, particularly in terms of worship leadership and the ins and outs of pastoring, you know. So obviously Rick, as both a deacon and a staff member, will be able to discern, will this guy work well in the office with us? Will this be a, a guy who also, you know, kind of understands that. So yeah, so it's very prayerfully put together to make sure that we're making the wisest decision on behalf of the church. But ultimately, it's a representation of the church.
Yeah.
So they're thinking through not just their preferences, they're putting their preferences aside largely to go, what is the best for our church? And thinking through, you know, different aspects of the worship team and who most particularly will be impacted by this. They're thinking prayerfully through that as well as against the biblical qualifications. And so that's kind of how that works.
And maybe just to sort of pull it all together in one sense, one of the things I read years ago that I thought was helpful, and it will summarize some of what we've said, that need to be considered in this order. The three things you need in a pastor and in a pastoral team is, number one, character, and that is what we've said.
Yep, that's the kind of man he is.
Yeah,
yep.
His character. Number two would be competency, someone who is trained and who is proficient to do the kinds of things you're looking for him to do. And then the third thing would be chemistry, which is what you just said about Rick in the office. And we want to think through how we would work together and how this person would join the team of folks in the office, and particularly the pastors and the elders, in terms of those kind of things. So those are three terms, words that help us kind of, Andy, in order, consider a person.
Yeah, character, competency.
Chemistry.
Chemistry,
yeah.
Yep. Who the man is, can he do the job, does he fit well with others? Yep, that's great. And just to let you know, one of the things that's, maybe this isn't unique to ministry, but it's really keenly felt in ministry, is that we've got to be really careful that when we're talking with someone, that we not say too much. So sometimes you'll come up and ask, is there someone that we're looking at? And we have to be very careful because a man often is serving in another place, and we don't want to disrupt their ministry or create any sort of thing that would cause ripples there. Just in case, for whatever reason, God wasn't calling them there and God was keeping them there, that we weren't in some ways hindering their ministry or breaking some relationship. So it's not intended to be some super secretive process because there's weird dealings going on. It's just the nature of ministry is such that we want to really be cautious, especially if they're serving in another place, and just discerning God's will, or maybe not necessarily trying to leave. I wasn't trying to leave the church I was at, but it needed to be very carefully guarded just in case if we were to stay there, that we weren't, you know, there wasn't any sort of unnecessary damage or misunderstanding one way or the other. So just be aware of that, that if you're asking questions and we sometimes aren't giving real direct answers, it's for our good and their good to make sure that we aren't jumping the gun and creating some problems relationally for someone with their family or with whatever church they're serving, or to get our hopes up and then, you know, be tempted to overlook serious issues that we just really want somebody, or we really like this guy and we're overlooking something that we really ought to take into consideration. So just keep that in mind as you talk with different members of the search team, that they may or may not be able to disclose all that you would like to know, but that's for our good and for their good. And you'll always be kept as informed as possible. And we'll just see how God leads. It's not a fast process, but that's by design, to make sure that we really have adequate time to discover what this kind of person is like, and fairly to give them an accurate feel for us. Mm-hmm. We don't want to misrepresent us to them in a way that's not accurate. So these things kind of take time. So hopefully that helps you. If you have further questions, you can approach Brent or I or one of the elders, and we would be happy to share about the process. We're really looking forward and hopeful that God will lead someone our way at the right time, and we can with joy bring them on the staff and be helped by them. So,
and I would just say quickly, also be in prayer. Having heard this, pray for the process, for the team. And I would encourage you to even do that as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. Just take a few minutes to pray for this decision and for this person that God has for us and for our church.
Yep. And remember, God's going to give us someone totally different. No one's going to be quite like a Kevin, but God's going to give us the person we need. We're fully confident that the mix of gifting and talent is going to be exactly what God wants us to be. Even if it looks different than we're used to, it's going to be great. And we're thankful for the people who are serving. Make sure you thank them for their time. And in serving that way, it does take time. It is a weighty responsibility. And so pray for them, pray for the process, pray for who it is that God might lead, and it'll be great. So thanks for taking a few minutes. Hope this helps. Talk to you later.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.